Robert Fumiati was born April 27, 1971, in New Haven. He grew up in West Haven and graduated in 1989 from West Haven High School. Prior to joining the NHPD, he was employed by Bayer Pharmaceutical Division as a lab animal technician. Fumiati followed in the footsteps of his father, Vincent, who was a member of the New Haven Police Department from June 29, 1964, until his retirement at the rank of detective on February 4, 1992. Fumiati was hired December 7, 1998, and attended the New Haven Police Academy, from which he graduated on May 21, 1999. He was assigned to the Patrol Division. On April 28, 2002, Fumiati was temporarily assigned to the Investigative Services Street Interdiction. While assigned there on June 13, 2002, he was shot by Arnold Bell. Rob subsequently testified in both state and federal trials, and his shootee was convicted in both forums. His spirit inspired State's Attorney Kevin Doyle to write a beautiful letter to Chief Francisco Ortiz, which stated in part, quote, "I want to formally recognize the courage and professionalism of Officer Robert Fumiati. His return to work from being shot in the face is truly a miracle. Even more impressive than his physical recovery is Officer Fumiati's ability to remain professional and forgive Michael Rice, the addict who traded the gun that was used in the shooting of Bob. Bob had the strength to forgive Rice and specifically ask Judge Damiani not to put Rice in jail. Officer Fumiati's bravery and ability to forgive epitomizes the community policing ideals. I do not know many people who could go through what Bob had to endure and still be able to forgive and remain professional in the way that Bob did. I am honored to know Officer Fumiati and even more grateful to call him a friend." Remarkably, Fumiati was determined to return to the police department and came back to work on January 26, 2004, to work in the Narcotics Enforcement Unit. He became a dog handler after graduating the State Police Canine Training Unit with his new partner, Major. Later, in January 2005, he worked in the chief's office on a variety of crime analysis projects, including working closely with the federal authorities in the Time's Up program. Most recently, in November 2006, Fumiati was assigned to the Firearms Unit in the Investigative Services Division. During his tenure, in 1994, he was awarded a Certificate of Appreciation from the Military Order of the Purple Heart, as well as a Department Letter of Recognition. Officer Robert Fumiati tragically succumbed to his injuries on January 10, 2007. He leaves behind his wife, Stacy, and his children, Madeline, Caitlin, and Vincent. His parents, Marguerite and Vincent Fumiati, his brother and his wife, Michael and Dawn Fumiati, his sister and her husband, Deborah and Dennis Powers, and many loving nieces and nephews.